as you exhale, begin to rub the palms, fingers, knuckles. Rub a little faster, really get some movement going, stimulating the thousands of nerve endings. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, pressing the hands together, holding the hands in the center of the heart. And just thinking about how we can create a sacred body, a sacred temple, home, sacred place to lay our bodies, to live, breathing long and deep. Breathing into the body, recognizing your body, noticing how fantastic it is to have a healthy body, to for your ability to heal. And just think right now if there's something that you could clear out of your life that would make you even more healthy. Deep inhale. And exhale, bow your chin to your chest. And just bow to you, your journey, everything that it's taken to make you exactly who you are, and be grateful for that. And again, without judgment, thinking of that one thing that you could release that would make your life just even 5 to 10% better, and ask yourself to let it go with love. As you bow your chin to your chest, bow to you, bow to your health, bow to your courage for showing up and doing the work. And take a moment to send yourself a deep prayer of love and gratitude. Think about your intention once again. Let the breath pull it into your body. And with your hands back at your heart, I want you to ask yourself to give 100% to you throughout this practice tonight, without judgment, without competition with yourself or anyone else in this room. Just do your best. During the breath work, if you get dizzy or see stars, place your hands on the earth and take nice long deep breaths. And let's give ourselves our all, and let's really make shift happen tonight. Deep inhale. And as you exhale, let the hands fall down on your knees, eyes closed, roll gently up and in. Inhale, pull the shoulders up to the ears, really squeeze. And exhale, slowly let the shoulders roll down your back. Really exaggerate this roll. Inhale, pull them up, squeeze, eyes roll up. And exhale, shoulders roll down your back. Good, and again, inhale, pull them up. Exhale, roll the shoulders down the back. Good. Reverse that. Inhale, backwards and up. Squeeze at the top. Exhale, roll the shoulders forward. Inhale, backwards and up. Squeeze, roll the shoulders forward. Last time. Inhale, back and up. Squeeze, exhale, roll the shoulders forward, and just letting the chin drop as far down to the chest as you can. Sit up tall, but chin to the chest. Three deep breaths. Every day we have the opportunity to learn, to explore, to adventure, to be the best version of ourselves. That takes work. We have to do it. Inhale, lift your head up. And exhale, drop your right ear to your right shoulder for three deep breaths. Relax your shoulders down. This work that we do on ourselves every single day is so important because it means that we're doing self-care. We're giving back to the most important person in our lives. And without giving back to you, you really don't have much to give. On your next inhale, lifting the head up. Exhale, left ear drops to left shoulder. We can never become complacent in our lives. Complacency leads to boredom. It leads to kind of slacking off on our job. We should always be striving to be the best version of us in whatever field we're in that we can be. Inhale, lift up. And this one's a little challenging, but exhale, slowly let your head tilt back, chin to the sky, and three deep breaths. Relax the shoulders. That knowing that we can always do more, we can always be better, always. mastery. That is really exciting. What do you have to offer the world this year? Inhale slow and gentle, lift the head up. And as you exhale, I want you to lean forward on your mat and just rock your body from side to side. Let your body fold as far as you can. Inch your arms, hands, or elbows forward so your chest is even a little further down towards the mat, and just rock and breathe. Feel the spine lengthening. Press your glutes down towards the earth. Good. And on your next inhale, chin to the chest, roll your body all the way up to a seated position. Grab your shins with your hands. And as you inhale, pull your heart and chest forward. Really arch your lower back. And as you exhale, round the back. Let the navel push all the breath out. Squeeze the root lock, anus and sex organs. Inhale forward. Exhale back. At first, I want you to go slow and really squeezing that root lock, the root chakra, which has to do with stability, grounding, balance. It's also blocked by fear. And there's always so many fears in life. But right on the other side of that fear is usually the breakthrough that you need to actually move further in life. So breathe powerfully and move at your own pace, but really get lost in the breath and the movement. Squeezing the root lock. At the base of the spine, and ever so slowly creeping its way up the body.
Mind. a small round mouth, powerfully exhale. Squeeze first and second chakra, anus, sex organs, navel, squeeze. Deep inhale. Turn the palms up on your knees. Hold very, very gently. If you get dizzy or see stars, hands to the ground immediately, nice long deep breaths. If it feels okay, sip in more breath through the mouth. Hold. Think about how you can make your body more of a sanctuary. Powerfully exhale. Hold the breath out. And in this emptiness, just visualize what it would look like if your body was a sanctuary for you. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. If your home was your sanctuary, if your job was your sanctuary, if we could treat this whole earth as if it were our sanctuary at all times, how can we do that? Slowly reach behind you. Keep your eyes pretty closed. And stretch your legs out carefully. You might have to open your eyes like a tenth of the way. And then, using your arms, I want you to just melt down on your back and completely relax your body down on the mat. All the way down. Notice your breath. Every breath sacred. Cleansing, healing.
Every breath deepening into the body, into the lungs. Just become aware of every part of you that's touching down to the earth. From the back of your head, through the shoulders, through your spine and hips, through your legs, your knees, the calves, the heels. Just see if you can get 10% more comfortable, more relaxed. If we begin to view each moment as a perfect moment in and of itself, we start to approach samadhi, which is attaining a place of perfect peace. But that's a practice in and of itself. We're gonna power up our bodies with some breath work right now, our favorite breath invocation by the man named Wim Hof. And for those of you that are new and a refresher, what we're gonna be doing is 30 to 50 power breaths. They're really big inhales through the mouth, ideally. You can also do it through the nose if that feels better. And your whole torso and belly expands. Then when you exhale, you just relax the breath. Don't force it out. In fact, only let about a third out. So it's a big inhale and a soft exhale. We'll do it rhythmically together. It sounds like this. Let's do a few together. 5, 4, 3, good. Deep breaths, 2, 1, and then go back to long, deep breathing. So you can see, we'll be doing big breaths and we'll be doing it together, 30 to 50. We'll see where we end up. And then once we reach that number, we'll inhale deeply, hold right at the top, and then exhale all the breath out. And then we do an extended hold right here at the bottom. And in this place, we go into inner space. And because we've oxygenated the blood and the body so much, you'll be able to actually stay here at the bottom of the breath much longer than you may have thought was possible. So just allow yourself to go through the process. Try to be as open as possible and really be in for the experience. That's what we're in it for. Before we begin, big deep inhale. Open the mouth, sigh it out. All right, breath warriors, here we go. Good. 4, 5, excellent. Big deep breath, bring it into the body. breaths. Let's get even deeper breaths. That's it, you guys. Three, two, one, and we inhale. Hold at the top for just a moment, and then exhale all the breath out. Holding the breath in at the top, try sipping in a little more breath right at the top. And if you have practice or you want to try something, try to squeeze the navel and all the muscles around the spine. And then see if you can gently begin to squeeze the whole body, like your whole body is one solid, harmonious unit. You're still in the breath. Be there as long as it feels good. And join us when you're ready. We're going to jump into one more round. So before we begin that round, take a nice big deep inhale. Exhale. All right, you guys, really give it your all. And That's it. So when you are ready, you'll take that nice big deep inhale. Like you're filling up a balloon. That is your lungs. That is your torso. That is your whole body. Imagine your whole body is being saturated with oxygen, bringing your blood back into an alkaline state. And this breath alone, with cold exposure and a positive mental attitude, is changing what we've thought about science for a long time. And this man, Wim Hof, is taking roomfuls by the thousands and bringing them into this amazing, beautiful, optimal state. So I encourage you to go look him up, Wim, W-I-M, Hof, H-O-F. Just prepare to have your mind blown. When you've completed that round, let the breath come back to neutral and simply relax. We're going to go ahead and bring the knees up into the chest. I'm going to let the legs rock from right to left. As you do this, see if you can let the legs be heavy so you feel your lower spine and your hips getting a nice little massage, making little circles with the knees so you're getting the outer glutes, the tailbone, and then lifting the hips up, bring the knees towards the chin and lowering them back down. And just take about the next 10 or 15 seconds or so. Just move in any direction that feels good. Good. So now what we're going to do is extend the legs straight out onto the mat. Your feet are touching and your toes are pointed. And this is going to involve breath of fire. So if you don't know breath of fire, it's a rhythmic breathing in and out through the nose. And what we're going to do is open the mouth, stick out the tongue, and begin to pant rhythmically like a dog. Good. So pump the navel, pulse the navel with this breath. And then what you're going to do is close the mouth and transfer this breath to the nose. Good, that's it. So staying in the breath, what we're going to do is raise the head off the ground, raise the shoulders, look down at the toes, raise the arms so they're pointing down at the toes, and continue breath of fire. Good. Feel the navel pumping as you do this. Keep the chin tucked in. Now we raise the right leg 6 inches off the ground. Good, lower that leg down. Keep the breath going, keep the shoulders up, keep the head up. Now we take the left foot 6 inches off the ground. Breath of fire, 15 seconds. So deep that just for a moment you forget you even have a body.
On your next inhale, slowly pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a big hug. Thank yourself for doing your best and giving your all to you. And just begin to rock your body up and down on your mat, making yourself into a little ball. And do this a few times. Really rock the body. Let yourself touch every single vertebra down as you roll forward and back, giving yourself a little mini massage as you do this. And when you've had enough, you're going to rock yourself all the way up to a seated position and over the knees into a tabletop position on your mat. Drop your chin to your chest. And just inhale, roll your head and follow that roll with your hips, making a big spiral with your body. Really exaggerate it. But if you encounter any tight spots, hold in that spot and take a few breaths. The more you can breathe, the more you can let go and cleanse your body, your mind. Opposite direction. Eyes closed, so you're moving freely. Just letting go. Taking this time to move like no one's watching. And savoring that. Coming back to center, inhale, belly low, head back. Exhale, round the back, head down. Squeeze, inhale. Exhale. Cat cow, but as you squeeze the root lock, begin also activating that second chakra, that energy center that's 2 inches below the navel. So squeezing anus, sex organs, and navel. And the second chakra has to do with prosperity, with abundance, with your relationships, all relations. And this is blocked by shame, mostly. This chakra, the sacral chakra, is associated with the color orange, bright glowing orange. So just notice your fire heating up as the first chakra, bright red, begins to meld into the second chakra, bright orange, and the energy starts to push up towards the heart. So squeezing right as you exhale, from the base of the spine to the navel point. Roll your eyes up and into that third eye point. And let's get going a little bit more powerfully now. Even a little bit more. Observe your body. No judgments. No comparing yourself to anyone else. Just do your best. Hold the breath. Squeeze first chakra. Squeeze second. Sip in more breath. And exhale, round the back. Press all the breath out. And see if you can pump your navel. Deep inhale. Sigh it out. A little more slowly, but powerful breath, rolling the head, rolling the hips. Breathing. Feeling a little bit more pliable. Sink back on your heels, but sit up nice and tall. Reach over to your left wrist with your right hand. Eyes are closed. Roll them up and into that third eye point. And massage that wrist. These magic-making hands. Look at all of the creative projects you do with these hands. Every finger necessary. Thumbs. Just being grateful for your hands. Your fingers, your palms, your wrists, your knuckles, your fingernails, other hand. And letting that gratitude travel through your whole body. You are a miracle, all of you. Every day, remind yourself to be thankful for your health. Be thankful for your body's ability to heal. Thank your body. When you're finished, roll the wrists. Make sure you're still breathing. Other direction. Good. Hands down by the side. Inhale, reach both arms up. And exhale, drop your left hand to your right shoulder. Left elbow sticking up. Take your right hand to your left elbow. Tuck your tailbone, deep inhale. And as you exhale, pull on that elbow and let the left hand just kind of crawl down your back. Breathe here. Experiment with maybe dropping your chin toward your chest. Gently moving the head, micro movements. But breathing into the tricep. Right elbow, deep inhale, sit up tall, tuck the tailbone, and exhale, pulling on that left elbow. One more inhale, and as you exhale, let the hand. Your hands to the ground, cross your legs, and come seated on your mat. We're going to take our hands out to the sides of our body, making almost like a field goal. I think that's what it's called in football, right? No? I'm totally wrong. Probably. This thing, you know, that you kick the ball through. Touch, what is it called?
That's right.
The cornholio.
The cornholio. Learn something new every day. Good, so now we're smiling. Elbows bent. Touch your ring or your pointed finger and your thumb in Gyan Mudra. And make sure you have enough room. Whoops, I don't. To move your body, your chin, your shoulders, your head. Inhale, left. Exhale, right. Close your eyes though, because otherwise you'll get dizzy really fast. So. Roll the eyes up and in, and let yourself build this beautiful force around your body, of energy, of love, of creativity, everything that you need, everything that
that you desire, that you want is within this circle that you're creating, this swirl. But what we're doing with the body is we're literally squeezing toxins out of the internal organs with every breath, with every twist. So if you feel dizzy or nauseous at all, just come seated. Keep the arms up, but just sit still and breathe. And if it feels good, maybe pick up the pace a little bit. The poses and exercises that challenge you, those are the ones to savor, to really get into. The ones that are easy, well, those are easy. Anybody or you can do those really well. So dig deep on the challenges. Sit up nice and tall, yogi. Spine straight. Head moving. Chin parallel to the ground. Doing everything with intention, with integrity, with purpose. Breath, squeeze like an arrow going all the way up to the sky, sipping more breath. And exhale, and hands float down. Palms turn up. And we hold still for a moment, observing yourself, your strength, your will, your endurance, letting the corners of the lips tilt upwards. You are a yes, I can being. You're doing it the best you can do, and that's all that matters. So breathing in reverence, gratitude. Good job.
Next one is going to work on de-stressing any built-up tension that we carry in the shoulders and the upper neck, as this is a place where we all carry tension. In fact, it's literally a bottleneck, but it's a human neck, but it's a bottleneck of energy. So what we're going to do is, with a tall, straight spine, eyes closed, we're going to lift the shoulders up to the ears and squeeze. Then as you exhale, you literally let them drop. So inhale up, exhale, drop. Inhale up, exhale, drop. Inhale up, exhale, drop. If you can, try to breathe in and out through the nose. But if not, breathe however it feels comfortable. Let's synchronize the breath with the movement. It's brisk. We do this with energy, with effort, like we're really trying to shake it up as though our shoulders are a jackhammer. Try to keep the head lifted, crown of the head towards the sky. Good. Towards your right ear, so your fingertips are just touching the ear, but the hand is placed on the side of the head. Inhale, nice and tall. And as you exhale, gently pull the head down towards the left shoulder. Left ear towards left shoulder. And now, as though someone has an anchor attached to your right shoulder, imagine that shoulder is being pulled down to the ground, so this whole right side of your neck and trap is opening up. Take three deep breaths, maybe tilting the chin forward a little bit and back, forward and back. And then release, let the chin come down to the chest, and then roll the head and neck up. Inhale, take the hand, right hand to the opposite side of the head. And as you exhale, we switch it up. Let that head flow down towards the right shoulder. Imagine you're opening up a gateway, a portal. If before your neck was the 405 on a Friday afternoon, now it's the 405 in the middle of the night when no one's on it. Release the hand. Let the chin come down to the chest, and going to the right, we're just going to make some head and neck circles. Nice and smooth, nice and slow. Make them whatever size feels good for you. And just three more. Good, back up to center. Exhale, chin down to chest. And we go in the opposite direction. Keep the length in the spine, exhale, and see if the shoulders can melt even a little deeper. We just take three slow, deep breaths and really try to envision the flow of energy as though it's a white light going from the tailbone all the way up the right side of the spine, up to the crown of the head, and all the way back down to the left. A free flow of energy. Right here is look down at the feet.
back of the head, the base of the skull. Take an inhale, lift the torso up about 6 inches, and as you exhale, fold even deeper, and then with about 3 pounds of pressure, just press on the back of the head so the chin really tucks in towards the chest. And see if that can help lengthen or open up the back of the neck and the spine. And then go ahead and release. And just shake the head out. Yes and no. And yes again and no. Good. Now what we're going to do is come into a low squat. So just come down, bending the knees. We're going to bring the feet together so the heels are touching and the feet are splayed out at a 45 degree angle. We're essentially making a position looks like a frog is about to take off, and that's what this exercise is. It's frogs, and it's really good to strengthen through the legs, the core, the lower spine, the lower back. So the hands are about 6 inches from the feet. What we're going to do is on an inhale, we straighten up, keep the heels off the ground, and then we exhale, lower down. Body touches the heels, but lift the chest and lift the chin. So we inhale up, exhale lower. Inhale up, exhale down. We continue just like this. We're not going to be here long, just 1 minute. And instead of going super fast, try to go smooth and consistent. And when you come all the way down, see if you can let the body bounce a little bit onto the heels. Inhale up, straight. Exhale lower. Inhale up, straight. Exhale lower. And we continue. Subtle movement, but you can get a deep stretch into the back of that left leg and hip. Really try to push your hip out towards the back edge of your mat, the left hip, that is. Inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, now we bend the left knee. Keep that right leg straight. Try to put the weight of the body into the heel and push into the hip. Inhale, straighten. And exhale, walk the hands forward. Step the feet back into a plank position. Take a deep inhale here. As you exhale, slowly lower all the way down. Knees touch, belly touches. Inhale, up, lift the chin, lift the chest. Pull the shoulders down. Gently snake from right to left. Take 3 deep breaths. Pull the shoulders down, lift the chin, lift the chest. Soften the belly. And at the end of your third exhale, tuck the toes, lift the hips. And we press back into downward facing dog.
Heels pressed towards the earth, letting your hip bones
sit bones actually press up towards the sky, and even arching the back the tiniest bit so your chest presses towards your thighs. Notice your hands, and if every knuckle, every finger, the palms are pressed down. If they're not, press them down. Inhale, come all the way up to the tips of your toes. Squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down to the ground. And again, inhale all the way up. Squeeze. Exhale, lowering all the way down. And again, inhale all the way up. Squeeze. Exhale, heels lower. Good. Inhale, walk your hands or your feet towards your hands. Step your feet together, and on an inhale, bend your knees and slowly roll your body up, standing. Exhale here. Inhale, arms reach up and forward, slight back bend. Exhale, hands come down. Good. And just take a moment to make sure the feet are touching, the balls of your feet are touching, knees slightly touching, and that you're feeling grounded, all four corners of both feet pressing down. Lift your toes up on an inhale, and exhale, pressing each toe down. So we're gonna take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, we're gonna arm straight out and sink down into a squat. Squeeze your knees, inhale up, exhale. Basically, you're going to kick your hand, opposite legs each time. So we'll inhale, kick, exhale. Kick as high as you can, but don't hurt yourself here.
Seconds.
reach out and up. Exhale, fold slowly forward with a flat back, lowering down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, arms out to the side, lift up with a flat back. All the way up, slight back bend. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach out and up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway up. To press your knees into your mat, scoot them out wide to the sides of your mat, sink your booty down on your heels. Inhale, press each finger together, press your palms together in a perfect prayer. And as you exhale, forehead down to the mat, hands can either be up by your head in prayer position or right above your head, pinkies pressed down onto the mat. And in this prayer position, breathing in child's pose, actually. If there was one prayer you could send out to the earth, to the world, to source right now, what would it be? And then send that prayer out from the bottom of your heart. Great job, yogis. You're doing so, so, so well.
Slowly roll the spine up, and as you exhale, you're going to uncross the legs and just come floating down onto your back. And try to make sure you have room behind you, because we're going to come into a deep spinal stretch and we're going to kick the legs up and over the head. So just check your space around you. Good. Bring the knees into the chest, hands by the side. Take an inhale. And as you exhale, we're going to kick the legs up and over the head, past the head, so the feet are coming down towards the ground. Good. So begin to wiggle a little bit through the shoulders so you get a little more weight of the body to the center towards the spine. And then now begin to breathe big, deep belly breaths. Really push the navel out. At first, it's a little challenging to be in this position if you're not used to it, but with a little practice, it actually becomes really easy and you can stay here for a while. So breathe deep. Allow yourself to get comfortable. Again, shift the weight of the body a little more into the shoulders. Wiggle the shoulders a little closer together. And now, let's do some variations. So if your knees are bent, let's see if you can straighten the legs. And maybe let the toes float a little closer down. There we go. And then wiggle the feet about 6 inches to the right and take a few deep breaths. You should feel this in the upper back and spine. This is such a good way to decompress the spine. Now let's go to the left. Center, and now bend the knees so the knees come down towards the ears. And again, you can adjust a little bit by wiggling to the right and to the left. Good. Now what we're going to do is let's take our hands to the small of the back, so the fingers are pointing down to the glutes and the thumbs outside, palms are flat, and then on an inhale, you're going to slowly lift the legs up and take it nice and slow. Catch your balance. Nice job. And then begin to breathe. Imagine there's someone pulling a string that's attached to your feet and it's lifting you up even a little higher. Beautiful. And we take 3 slow deep breaths. You guys are doing so well. Just stick with it. Breathe. Excellent. Now we're slowly going to exhale. Bring the knees down, and bring the feet down, and one vertebrae at a time, begin to lower the spine down. Good, and then right when your tailbone touches, what we're gonna do is straighten the legs back out again, so we're in a reverse forward fold, and reach up and grab either the ankles or the feet, so the legs are straight, the spine is working towards flat. Going to take a few long deep breaths right here. Let the body gently rock to the right. See if you can wiggle a little bit through the hips. Try to get the tailbone down. I can't even do that, but I'll try. Good. Now we're going to let the knees bend fully all the way by the ribs. And then we're going to keep those feet, the soles of the feet up to the sky. And this is called happy baby. The hips are wide open here. We just gently rock from right to left. Let the knees be heavy. Imagine there's weights attached to your knees. And then move the feet and knees so that way you can really feel this against the tailbone and the lower spine. Chest, wrap the arms around the legs, try to clasp the elbows if you can, bring the nose up into the knees, and for a short time we're going to begin breath of fire. Good. Remember, pump the navel with the breath, rhythmic breathing in and out through the nose. Focus on the exhale as you force the breath out, and the inhale will balance and come naturally. Five, four, three, two, one. One, inhale. Begin to squeeze, squeeze root locked spine. Stay in the posture, exhale the breath. Squeeze even tighter. Imagine you're wringing out a cloth that's saturated. Get anything you want out of your body, squeeze. And then inhale, open the arms, open the legs. And just for this next 30 seconds, let your whole body relax as deeply as you can. And it's in these moments, in this space, where your autonomic nervous system, the part of your body that runs on its own intelligence, it will begin to take over and balance you out. The autonomic nervous system is responsible for our heart beating. It's responsible for the secretion of hormones from the pituitary gland all the way down to our sexual glands. So let the autonomic nervous system take over. Let it do its job. So all you have to do is breathe and relax. Up into the chest. And we're going to begin to rock up and down on the spine. Do this about 5 or 6 times, and we're going to come rocking all the way up into a seated position. You can go ahead and turn and face this way as we finish off with a short meditation. And this is a meditation to calm the heart. It's going to bring harmony back into the body, balance. So what we do is start sitting nice and tall, and take your left hand, place it over the heart, and take your right hand, touch the thumb and first finger of the right hand. These three fingers point up to the sky, and the elbow and shoulders are relaxed. Good. So what we do, the breath, the eyes are rolled up and in at the third eye point, and the breath is a slow, deep inhale. And hold at the top as long as you can. Keep the eyes rolled up and in. Try to focus the attention at the third eye and even all the way up at the crown of the head. And then when you're ready, you exhale the breath. And you stay in the exhale as long as you can. You can gently squeeze the navel. When you've held out as long as you can, take that nice, slow, deep inhale. 3 minutes. The energy all the way up the third eye and the crown of the head. When you're holding at the bottom of the exhale, try to focus all the way down at the base of the spine, right at the root lock, that root chakra. Good. Last minute, you guys.
hold at the top, begin to squeeze the root lock all the way at the base of the spine, send the energy all the way up, spiraling up, up, up into the third eye, the crown of the head, and we exhale all the breath out. Take the right hand, place it over the left. Imagine as though your hands are illuminated with light and gently press right into your heart center. And let this light transfer from your hands through the chest into the heart, illuminating your heart, and then illuminating your whole body. Relaxed breath. And then keeping your eyes closed, you're going to release the hands, find your way on laying down onto your back on the mat. As we prepare here for our final resting pose, Shavasana, where we get to do a nice deep relaxation. You guys did so well today.
Anybody needs a blanket, raise your hand and I will give you one. Deep inhale, hold for 3, 2, 1, open the mouth, relax. Thank you. Because sometimes to survive 21 years, 31 years, 41 years, 51 years, You've got to find the courage to lay your heart down and dance wildly around it with all you've got, without a care in the world, and know that the warm blood in your body, the sweat on your skin, the tears in your eyes is the journey of the feeling, the healing, the revealing.
Inhale. And exhale. Nice big deep breath in. And as you exhale, begin to wiggle the toes and the fingertips. Let the hands and feet begin to move left and right, rolling the wrists and the ankles, stretching. And then take the hands and bring them up and over the head as you squeeze and stretch through the whole body here. Nice big squeeze. And then relax as you bring those knees up into the chest. Again, take a moment. Roll the wrists, roll the ankles. Rub the soles of the feet together, the hands together. Then wrap the arms around the legs with a giant hug. And then begin to rock yourself up and down on the spine. We do this about 6 to 8 times. Just rock up and down, massage the spine, adjust the spine, align. And then you'll rock yourself all the way up into a seated position. Your eyes be closed, let your spine be tall, breath is smooth, hands come to the heart center in prayer position. And as we breathe here, closing out the ceremony of self, this class, this journey, we take this first moment and combine our good energy and just like a light, blast it as far out as you can all around the globe. And with this light, we send peace and love and goodwill, harmony, balance, joy. Let it shine. And then I want you to take this same light and we are going to send it to somebody in your life you know that needs this love, needs this boost. And send it right to them with love. See them receiving it, integrating it, and then reflecting it right back at you, completing the circle. And then we take this light and surround the space shift. And thank you so much for being a safe container for us. And then let the chin fold in the chest as you turn inward. And I want you to look all the way deep into the depths of your heart and your body and see the seed of this light starting all the way down at a molecular level into your DNA, like fire. And then you're going to share this light with your teachers and your mentors and all of those that have helped you along this journey. We're going to sit up tall and close out this class with 3 ohms, uniting our voices, bringing the sound current into the body. So really let your whole body vibrate as you do this. So nice big deep inhale. Exhale all the breath out. And to begin. Float back into the space. Just take a moment, let your eyes open. Just start to get your bearings around you. We just want to extend a super huge thank you for coming out and taking this most epic journey with us. And every time it's a different ride as we all show up as different people each time. And so we thank you. We thank you for making the journey here and taking your precious time to join us. We really thank you. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday night, and as of now, we're going to be at Runyon on Tuesday and Thursday in the mornings, but spoiler alert, that might shift. Might be shifting out of that situation, which means more classes here, more amazing things. Speaking of amazing things, we have so many great things happening at the Space Shift. We've got a Sunday morning Kundalini yoga class with Victoria, who's amazing. She's a 30-year so plus Kundalini teacher and practitioner, so she really brings it. Then on Monday nights, we're doing a meditation class led by this lovely lady named Camila. And very beautiful, relaxing, perfect way to de-stress and as well as energize and get centered. That's all on the sign-up sheet. Next week, we have some combo sessions, Friday the 11th, I think, maybe on Wednesday the 9th, too. And then always keep your eyes open for our most epic ecstatic dance events, where we just really,
go there
and touch the edges of the universe. And so we love you guys. All of these classes, everything we do is on a contribution basis. They're all donations from you guys to us to help keep this all flowing. And if you contributed already, we thank you. We thank you. And if you brought cash, you can bring it here and bring it up to the altar of prosperity. And as you tuck it in, just take a moment, say a prayer, thank it, and then offer it from a place of the suggested contribution is between $11 and $25, $30, $11 and up, really. So give what feels good. And just know that if you ever need to come to class and you're not able to financially contribute, that's okay too, because we can, there's so many ways to be able to give back, and this class is really for you guys. So you're always welcome and always invited. We love you. We thank you. Thank you, Kamala. You're welcome.
Thank you, Siri.
You're welcome. And lots of cool things happening, including planning a Yoga Galactica retreat.
Yeah. Ashley's going to help us with that. Yeah, and just remember, you guys, sanctuary. Think about that word. Marinate in it.